So,
Yes.
did you figure out the word puzzles?
No, I'm still working on it, but I'm also
Really?
very interested in this family. We've already learned a little bit about our friend's family. She has a bright father, right, who was a science teacher,
And
if I
an
remember.
actress
An
mother?
actress mother, that's pretty cool.
A
On
shy
TV,
brother?
a shy little brother who's in grade one.
And they are a lot of fun?
That's right. And remember, our friend writing this story, she's polite. Sounds like quite a nice family, but we're not going to stop there. We've learned about her immediate family. That's what we call the people, you know, your mother, father, brothers, and sisters are your immediate family or your close family. But of course, excuse me, we also have other people, grandfathers, grandmothers, cousins, nephews, aunts, uncles. We're going to find out about them right now.
My big and loving family.
I have about 10 aunts and uncles. Uncle Joe's handsome son plays football in college. He is the star player. Uncle Joe is very proud of him. Also, everyone loves Aunt Jane. She's sincere and teaches us to tell the truth. My cousin Vincent is a rich businessman. However, he can be cheap sometimes. He never buys Christmas presents for the children. Although there are many people in my family, I love them very much.
Handsome, handsome. I think my dad looks handsome in his business suit. I think my dad looks handsome in his business suit. Proud, proud. Mrs. Xu is proud of her students for their hard work. Mrs. Xu is proud of her students for their hard work. Sincere, sincere. Many people like Amelia because she is sincere to others. Many people like Amelia because she is sincere to others. Cheap. Cheap. Scrooge is a cheap old man and never helps anyone. Scrooge is a cheap old man and never helps anyone.
Wow, this is a big family.
Really
big. We're just learning this. Let's check out this first sentence. I have about 10 aunts and uncles.
Ten aunts and uncles.
That's right. That's quite a few. How many aunts and uncles do you have?
More than 10.
More than, really?
Yeah.
You have more than 10? I have 3.
Yeah, the mother's side.
Wow.
It's about 6 or 8.
Okay.
The father's side, I guess, is 1, 2, 3, 4. 8.
Whoa.
Yeah, more than 10.
That's a lot. I have only 3.
Yeah. You
two
have
uncles,
only three?
Two uncles, and one aunt. So first we should explain, of course, aunts and uncles are the brothers and sisters of your mother and father. So as you said, on my mother's side.
Right,
so your
right,
mother
right.
has 6, 8, how many?
But include the aunts, uncles.
Right?
Yeah.
Your mother has 6 or 8 brothers and sisters. How many was it?
I don't remember.
You don't know. Okay.
Six or eight, I don't remember.
And that's one side, your mother's side. And then your father, of course, when he was a kid, he had brothers and sisters. Those would also be aunts and uncles. So in English, it doesn't matter if it's from your father, his brothers and sisters,
right.
or your mother, her brothers and sisters. They are all together, your aunts and uncles.
那这样子数起来当然会很多啊，因为在英文不管是 爸爸那一边或妈妈那一边的，只要是爸爸妈妈的兄弟姐妹，都叫做，当然女生叫做 aunt， 男生叫做 uncle，所以叔叔、伯伯、阿姨、舅舅、舅妈那些都叫做 aunt uncles。
We usually say on my mother's side or on my father's side, and that tells you whose brother and sister these people are. Let's find out about one of the uncles. Uncle Joe's handsome son plays football in college. Oh, so it's not about the uncle. It's about his son. Uncle Joe's handsome son plays football in college.So he's very good at sports. And he's very good looking. We know that because he's called handsome. Handsome. H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E. H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E. Handsome for a man is like pretty or beautiful for a girl. So a good looking man like Johnny Depp or Brad Pitt,
Brad Pitt
will say he's handsome. And if we're talking about a girl, we'd say she's beautiful.
That's right. 所以说女生好看会说 pretty, beautiful. 可是如果说男生很好看就是很帅的意思咯。英文这个字一定会学起来叫做 handsome. H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E. Handsome. 就是很帅的意思。
Your son. I met your son. He's very handsome.
Thank you.
He's shy and handsome.
Yeah, he's shy.
Yeah, he's a nice boy. And someone else who's handsome is, the dad in our example sentence.I think my dad looks handsome in his business suit. I think my dad looks handsome in his business suit. The in here means when he's wearing his business suit. So when he's dressed for work with his suit, he looks very handsome. If he wears jeans and a t-shirt, he's very ugly.
No, 对啊，所以大部分的男生啊，穿上这个所谓的 business suit, 就是西装啦。大部分男生穿西装的时候，看起来都蛮 handsome。都蛮好看的
Right. And this boy is the star player. Remember, he's a football player. He is the star player.
What does that mean?
He means he's the best player on the team. He's the most important. He's like he wins all the games.
In all kind of sports, we can say somebody's very good at that sport. He's a star player.
He's a star. Just like if they're a very good movie actor or singer, they're a star. That means they're extra special, extra talented.
Wow. So Uncle Joe, 他的儿子呢是很会踢足球，而且除了长得很帅之外，而且还踢得非常好。He's the star player. 那我想 Uncle Joe 一定觉得很骄傲。
That's right. We should actually mention that if this is Uncle Joe's son, we would call that person cousin.
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 所以应该是 but he's older or younger than the author?
It could be both.
是 Uncle Joe 是 on the mother's side or father's side?
We don't know. It's not important.
It's important because in Chinese, if it's on the mother's side, we'll say 表哥 or 表弟.
Okay.
If it's on the father's side, we'll say it's a 堂哥 or 堂弟.
This is one of the ways, but this is one of the ways English is much simpler than that, because we just say cousin. It doesn't matter, older, younger, mother's side, father's side. If this person is the son or daughter, boy, girl, doesn't matter, of your aunt or uncle, it's your cousin.
对耶
That's it.
而且无论男女
cousin,
无论男女反正是那些什么阿姨啊叔叔伯伯舅公舅妈什么、啊、不是舅公啊舅舅啊什么舅舅妈啊之类的他们的小孩都是你的 cousin、
that's、
无论男女哦、
right.
cousin
So that's nice and easy, right? You just say it's my cousin. What kind of cousin? I don't know, I don't care. It's my cousin. Uncle Joe, the uncle, is very proud of him the son, Uncle Joe's son, or my cousin. If someone is proud, that means you're really happy about something, and you kind of are interested in telling people about it. It's something really good, really special. You did it, and you think it's kind of special, and you want to share that with other people.
Not humble.
It's kind of the opposite of being humble, but you can be proud in a good way.You don't have to say, I'm number one, you suck, you're number two. And that's not good.
That's not good.
But if you, yeah, I did it. Yeah, and I'm pretty happy about it. And I worked hard. And thank you very much. Thank you for saying, you know. That's okay. A little bit. But then shut up about it. Because nobody wants to hear more.
That's right. 所以其实这个字啊你也可以用在一个比较好的方式。就像父母亲都会为自己的子女的很好的成就啊就是某个方面杰出的表现觉得很骄傲这个骄傲其实不是炫耀的意思而是觉得 对他的成就很满意，那么不要有炫耀的意思在里面，这时候也可以用 proud, P-R-O-U-D,、
mm-hmm.
proud, 就是骄傲的意思。当我们刚说了，他可以真的是有一点炫耀，或者是没有炫耀的成分在里面，像父母对小孩子的这一种成就的满意可以用 proud.
And you can also be proud about other people. Maybe you didn't do much, but you really like these people. They did something good. And you can go, yeah, I, you know, those are my friends or whatever,、mm-hmm. and they did
yeah,
something. Like、
right.
our example sentence, Mrs. Xu is proud of her students for their hard work. Mrs. Xu is proud of her students for their hard work.
That's right. 所以如果你很努力的话、嗯、老师也觉得很骄傲啊，也会因此而沾光啊，这个时候就可以用 proud.
All right. So that's a, I'm sure you're proud of your son, right? Whenever he does good in school、
yeah.
or...Something like that is nice、mm-hmm. to people. You go, yeah, he's my son.、
Yeah.
He's a good guy. You're、right. proud of him.
That's right.
Good for you. Well, I'm proud to work with you.
I'm proud to have
well,
you as my partner.
Well, we're all proud. We're proud of you guys out there.
Proud.
Except that one over there. I'm not too proud of him. I don't know.、okay, so we're proud of the cousin. He's very good at sports,、mm-hmm. right? Also, everyone loves Aunt Jane.Everyone loves Aunt Jane.
Okay.
So this is another aunt.、
Mm-hmm.
It's a sister、mm-hmm. of a mother or father.、
Okay.
She's sincere and teaches us to tell the truth. Well, that's good. That's important. Telling the truth, of course, is you don't lie. You always say what is real, what、
mm-hmm.
is true.、
Mm-hmm.
If someone is sincere, they show what they really feel. They're not acting. They're not pretending. Their feelings, when they tell you them,You can believe those really are their feelings.、
Mm.
Okay? So a sincere person will be very honest, and they will show you how they really feel. S-I-N-C-E-R-E. S-I-N-C-E-R-E. Sincere.
Sincere. 就是很真诚、很诚恳、很率直的、然后这个不做作的。Sincere.、
Mm-hmm. So if you meet someone and you say, Hi, I'm really, really happy to meet you.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, or、uh-huh. Hi, I'm really happy to meet you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah,
so which one was sincere? The first one
the
or the
first one?
Yes, exactly. Because it's、
yeah.
true what I'm saying. For example, many people like Amelia because she's sincere to others. Many people like Amelia because she's sincere to others. And with our friends, we want people to be sincere, right?
Right.
Tell us
what
you're
doing. 所以如果是比较真诚的话呢，大部分都可以交到不错的朋友。好，所以又有另外一个 aunt. Aunt 呢，她是老师，然后很非常的 sincere. Sincere. 还有谁呢？还有一个人，一个 cousin 叫做 Vincent.、
Mm-hmm. That's right. One more cousin. My cousin Vincent is a rich businessman.However, he can be cheap sometimes.
Oh.
Ooh, this guy is not maybe the favorite of the family. He's a rich businessman, of course. That means he has a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
But he can be cheap. He can be cheap. Now, we know this word cheap, C-H-E-A-P, C-H-E-A-P. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, it's cheap.Right? Like、mm. buying a bottle of water is cheap.
便宜对很便宜的
You know, it doesn't cost a lot of money.、
Uh-huh.
But to call a person cheap, you're not buying、uh-huh. a person. You're、
no.
saying that person doesn't like to spend their money.、
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they kind of don't share their money as much as they should. You know that person, you go out for dinner and everyone says, oh, let's just split the bill. Let's just divide it by four.
Uh-huh.
And then that one person, but I only had a small piece of bread. But you had three pieces of pizza and I only had two, so I don't want to pay the same as everyone else.
That's not nice.
All right, you're being cheap now.、
Mm.
Okay, so that's the idea. They're saving their money and they're kind of being a little bit selfish.
就是有一点那种 stingy 的意思吗
Stingy. S-T-I-N-G-Y is a very good word that means the same.
反正就是那种很小气、很吝啬、小儿科那种意思，叫做 cheap.
Right. Remember that story about the guy at Christmas who doesn't
yeah,
want to help out
yeah,
the poor、
那个、
people?
Right.
Scrooge.
Scrooge
is a cheap old man and never helps anyone. Scrooge is a cheap old man and never helps anyone. But at the end of the story,、mm. he becomes nice again.
对啊。
Let's find out about cheap Vincent, the cheap cousin. He never buys Christmas presents for the children. Right?、
Mm.
That's pretty cheap. Although there are many people in my family, she finishes, I love them very much.
That's right.
You have to love your family、mm-hmm. even if they are cheap.
A Plus 小聚会。 To be or not to be? That's a question. I'm Hamvita.
哦，没有啦，我是 Evita。刚刚呢，那句话是出自莎士比亚的《哈姆雷特》。故事的背景是哈姆雷特的母亲和他叔叔逃来暗起，妈妈竟然怂恿叔叔篡位，所以啊，他叔叔就杀了哈姆雷特的父亲。哈姆雷特知情之后，悲愤交加，痛苦不已，犹疑到底要不要杀了自己的母亲，因而说了 "To be or not to be, that's a question. To be or not to be, that's a question."生存或死亡是值得深思的问题。果然很两难的情况啊，面对这种情况，哈姆雷特当然想复仇啊，可是对方又是自己的母亲，命运就是这么的捉弄人。所以这句话呢，常常用在矛盾挣扎的状态， To be or not to be, that's a question。 这句话相当的经典，在中文的翻译上有很多的解读，这句话只能意会不能言传呐、啊，也希望各位同学有机会能够拜读莎士比亚的《哈姆雷特》这部伟大的文学作品，相信大家一定会对这句话产生共鸣哦。
Chit chat。
I study English，
跟 I learn English。有什么不同呢？
哎呦，到底是要用 learn English 还是 study English 比较对呢？听听看以下的句子，你可能就知道两者的差别哦。 We study in order to learn. Studying is the process, while learning is the result. You can study every day, but not necessarily learn everything.也就是说啊 ，study 着重于的是努力的过程，并不强调确实学到了没有哦。因此，一般在学校念书啦、学习或是研究某个科目，都会用 study。For example, study medicine， 念医学这个科，或者是 study a map， 研究地图 ；study the menu， 研究菜单，或者是研究时刻表 ；study the timetable。那我们也来造个句子哦。I studied really hard the night before the exam. Or I like studying in the library. 而 learn 呢，是着重于努力和学习的结果，表示学会什么什么。那通常可能是透过别人的教导啊，或者呢，甚至去自我练习哦，而得到的某种知识或是技术。所以像是我们常说从经验中学习，我们英文就可以说 learn from experience。那我们来造个句子吧。For example, the best way to learn a foreign language is to speak it at all times and practice with native speakers. Or, I want to learn how to make cute crafts. 那通常因为我们要说互相学习，我们也会用 learn 来表示哦。We must learn from each other.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以文法 study English 和 learn English 都是正确的，可 study English 感觉比较偏向念英文的动作，而 learn English 是则是不论透过自己或者是学校的教学而学到英文的成果。
My big and loving family.
I have about 10 aunts and uncles. Uncle Joe's handsome son plays football in college. He is the star player. Uncle Joe is very proud of him. Also, everyone loves Aunt Jane. She's sincere and teaches us to tell the truth. My cousin Vincent is a rich businessman. However,He can't be cheap sometimes. He never buys Christmas presents for the children. Although there are many people in my family, I love them very much. Handsome. Handsome. I think my dad looks handsome in his business suit.I think my dad looks handsome in his business suit. Proud. proud. Mrs. Xu is proud of her students for their hard work. Mrs. Xu is proud of her students for their hard work. Sincere. Sincere. Many people like Amelia because she is sincere to others. Many people like Amelia because she is sincere to others. Cheap. Cheap. Scrooge is a cheap old man and never helps anyone. Scrooge is a cheap old man and never helps anyone.